The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, January 30th, 2012. For those listening live, and it's your time now, if you're listening to the recording, welcome. Welcome aboard the Coming Up on the End of the Year program today. That's what I want to talk about. That's what I will be talking about. And I am very, very excited right now for this program, for life in general, and I'm going to be sharing a whole bunch of things today that that I'm excited about. So anyway, let's make the connections and open the community and play. So as we do that, allow your breathing to deepen and just focus within. And this first stage, the first opening, the first connection is to your own divinity, to your own mastery. And just allow that energy of your essence to open up, to bubble up, to spring forth into your experience. And open to allow it to fill your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, your entire energy field. And to move out further into all of your relationships, all of your connections, family, friends, coworkers, colleagues, enemies, annoyances, and just let your mastery fill those spaces more fully, bringing more of your power into all of your expression. All right, and let's connect with our wonderful Mother Earth a little more fully, a little more completely, a little more consciously, and choose to open up in whatever way you find most effective, through your feet, through your root, through your cells, through whatever pathways might come into your conscious mind to choose, and just open to receive her love and support for you. Open to accept it. Open to allow it. Open to feel it. Wonderful. And as you do so, allow your own gratitude to come up. Your gratitude for this ongoing, permanent, powerful presence in your life. And allow your gratitude to flow back down to her. And as you allow your gratitude to move forth as an offering to her, feel the extra opening within your own energy field so you can receive more of her love and support. Beautiful. And allow your love, anything that you love about life, allow that love to come up. It can be a person, a place, a thing, an activity, an idea. Anything that you love, allow your love to come up into higher experience and then share that with her. This is the essence of our relationships, of all of them, is sharing. Relationships, well, they're about shared energy. We can call it experience, we can call it emotion, we can call it ideas, we can call it lots of different things, but it's all about an exchange of energy. And underneath all energy, I believe, is the energy of love. That's the pure essence out of which everything else is created. I don't mean that in an emotional sense. At one time I spoke about love as gravity, the effect of gravity, or the effect of magnetics. Love is what pulls us together and connects us. So allow that to flow to her. And allow yourself to receive that from her in an even more expanded way. And knowing that these connections will remain open at this level throughout the time we spend here, let's move on and open more channels. Yawn, yawn, yawn. Time to take in more. And these channels are connecting us with our spiritual brothers and sisters, those beings of light who are not in a physical body right now, who are available, who are willing, who are choosing to support us individually and collectively as we walk our path here on planet Earth right now. And again, it's about opening up, being willing to receive that support, to receive that love that they have for us. And so it's about opening up, perhaps even stepping outside of our comfort zone, dipping a toe further into the energy of trust, opening up to receive, and trusting that we deserve it, and trusting that it's not going to be taken away. All right, and again, allowing our gratitude to come up and flow back to them. And all that love we connected to, allowing that to flow to them as well. And feeling the opening created as we share our love and gratitude. And accept even more of their love and support. And let's step more fully and consciously into this creative community, exposing the masters within community, opening up to that shared intention, that shared desire that we have of moving into and experiencing more of our potency, more of our power, more of our mastery. And underneath all of that, of course, is our divine essence. And connecting with that and feeling that, almost like each of us individually is a boat and our shared energy is the water. The boat floats on. The boat travels on. It gives us buoyancy. It lifts us up. It gives us support to move forward. And so allow yourself to open to receive the shared energy of this community, the shared intention of mastery. And now, opening up still further, allowing your energy of that intention to flow back in, even expanded perhaps with this extra energy of support from our own divinity, from our Mother Earth, from our spiritual friends. Allowing your intention toward mastery to flow into that mass consciousness that we're creating here. And bring your awareness to that relationship, the give and take, if you will, the give and receive. It's not taking because it's offered. You just feel that gentle pulsing as you allow yourself to share your intention, as you allow yourself to receive that energy of support. All right, let's move on. Expand out all the way out, all the way out to all of humanity. Part of Mother Earth, yes, but a very specific part. And so we're going to connect now with the shared intention of all humanity for things to be improved, for them to get better, which for me comes out of that core divine connection, the little trickle perhaps. So even if it's only a tiny, tiny trickle in each one of us, we are connected to our divinity. No matter how much we may feel separate, divinity is what keeps us alive. Divinity is what we're made of. And so there is that trickle, and that trickle is the love, and that love says, yes, it can be better. And so we're connecting with that energy, that desire, that shared intention that all of humanity has, and it's yet another surface that we float upon that we can use to support us, to buoy us up. And just let yourself take that in. Say thank you. And allow that gratitude to flow back out. And now let's move on to the larger community. Larger than the Exposing the Masters Within community. Not quite as large as all of humanity yet, but the community of conscious light workers, those who are consciously choosing to step into their mastery and empowerment, consciously choosing to support others to do so as well. And just allow yourself to breathe into that support from that larger community of light workers. And again, allow your gratitude and your support to flow out into it. Wonderful. All right, so I said I was excited, and I am. It has been truly marvelous for me since the solstice, and I'd like to share that. Not from a place of comparison. I truly hope it's been marvelous for each one of you. But for those who it might not have been, what I'd like to share is a vision and an opportunity and an intention and that support of light workers, that support of our community here with this program. And I can't say that this has been universal among light workers, among humanity, etc. I just know my own personal experience. And I spoke a bit about this last week. And for those of you who were here then, I spoke about cleaning out my email inbox, and I had gotten it down from 2,700 under 1,000. Not sure if I was under 500 yet. And how miraculous that seemed. Not just that I was getting it done, but that I was getting it done without a sense of pressure, without a sense of accomplishment required, without a sense of should. And that's continued. And so here we are on the 30th, and I felt that during the day on the solstice, but I really woke up with it on that Saturday. So it's been more than a week now, and that experience has continued. That feeling has continued of pressure missing, pressure no longer being there, pressure that I can't say before it was taken away, I could have put my finger on. But now that it's missing, I can feel the freedom around it. And I've continued in every area that I've focused my energy in the time since. I have continued to feel that greater degree of freedom. And I now have my email inbox down below 10. And the ones that are still in there, they're actually things that are pending. I need to do things to relate to the information in that particular email. I need to send out a recording. I need to listen to this webinar, etc. So they're not just sitting there because I haven't chosen what to do with them. The time to do something just hasn't arrived yet. And I'm excited partly because I have a confidence that I don't know that I've ever felt anything like before, that I'll be able to maintain that, that I'll be able to keep the things in the inbox right in front of my face when I go into my email down to those that I have action to take on. And I'm feeling this freedom. It's not just been with the emails. Although I continued that, I even went into the deleted file folder and started deleting those to get them entirely out of Outlook, get them entirely off of the computer. And that was also marvelously freeing. And so hopefully my computer might function a little better. But in any case, I'm functioning a little better. I've been doing other things with accounting that typically require a deadline from the government for me to actually do anything with. I've done things in other areas of my life, and all without this pressure. And I had an inspiration, and it was after the program last week, but it stuck with me all week. And before I tell you the details of the inspiration, I want to talk about some other pieces that go with it. And they relate to, again, this energy of should, and they also relate to, well, New Year's resolutions. Although if there's anything that ever fit in the category of a should for me, it's a New Year's resolution. Typically, they're not necessarily done from a space of I'm choosing to empower myself, but rather from a space of this is where I'm judging myself most harshly and where I feel it most important that I change myself because this part of me sucks. And and so I guess the place to focus first is with something that I've come to through the years of doing the energy work, doing the healing work, of hearing the channelings, that's become almost a guiding light for me. And it's underneath everything we do in the radio program. And it's the fact, for me it's a fact anyway, it might not be for you, but it's the fact that we are divine in essence, we are divine in nature. That everything is divinity, so that includes every one of our cells, it includes every one of our wrinkles, it includes everything that we experience, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that what we're seeking to do is not to improve ourselves to the point where we can become our divinity, but to shed the layers that are in the way currently of us perceiving that we already are divine and that we already are perfect. And so it's not about doing something to become divine. It's about uncovering our divinity. And for me, that is an important distinction, because it's not about fixing what's wrong with us. It's about acknowledging the perfection that's already there and letting it out. Hence the name, exposing the masters within. The mastery is already in us. Those energies are already within us. We are already each masters. We are already each divine. And so how do we go about peeling off those layers of self-judgment, those layers of experiencing separation, those layers of pain and suffering that we've experienced? Well, that's what all the healing processes across the planet are ultimately about, except that many of them are focused on fixing things. Rather than letting the divinity out. And so for me, going into this coming year, especially in this place that I'm in right now, this experience that I'm in, which only seems to be expanding and extending itself. As I say, it's not just my emails anymore. It's expanding into other areas of my life. I'm excited by amplifying that transformational process. And so I don't choose to set any resolutions. Now, I haven't done any resolutions for years, a lot of years. Not that I wasn't judging myself. I was judging myself enough that I wasn't about to set a resolution that I was going to fail at and then just get to judge myself some more. But I have set goals, although many of those have had shoulds in them. And I have done a lot of envisioning about what I wanted my life to be. But I find it fascinating. Some of those pieces have happened, and many of them haven't, even though my vision has remained steady through the years. And I find that part of what has been missing for me in many areas of my life has been the energy of taking action. And I'll call it multiple things, but one of the ways I've been talking about it, and I'm sure I've talked about it on this program before, if you happen to catch this, I know I've spoken about it with friends and colleagues and even clients that I've worked with, and that's the energy of motivation. That I haven't felt motivated to really shift a lot of things in my life. And that somehow is shifted. Now, I really believe the best way I can describe it right now is that what happened was the release of shoulds. I know I've talked about this as well before, but any time there is a should, no matter what the should is, and no matter where we perceive it coming from, even if the should comes from someone outside of us in our perception, that, of course, is a mirror that the should is inside of us somewhere. But anytime we're perceiving a should, whether we think it's from outside of us or whether we're aware that it's inside of us, there is also a resistance that comes up because we're living in the polarities. And you can think of it, I like to envision it this way. It's almost like we're walking along and we're moving in a certain direction, and then someone from behind us pushes us. The physical body's natural response is to try and move in the opposite direction of the push, which is the opposite direction from where we were going in the first place. We were moving, we were walking. But because something else seems to be pushing at us, seems to be shooting us down the path faster, our natural instinct, if you will, is to push back, is to move back against that force that seems to be moving us faster than we want to go, that seems to be moving us in a way that even though we're desiring to get there, perhaps, it's not our choice to do it in that way or at that time. And so I've come to believe, and I'll call it even a knowing, an inner knowing, a deep knowing, that a lot of my lack of motivation has been my resistance, because most everything in my life I had framed from early on with the help of those around me, but from very early on, I had framed almost my entire life in a network of shoulds. There were very few things that I was truly doing from the core of my conscious choice and free will. And so my resistance had stepped up the deeper I went into my healing process, trying to awaken my mastery and let that out. The further I went down, the closer to the core of those shoulds I was getting, and the more my resistance was coming up. And by all means, in the last couple of years, it's not that I haven't done anything, not that I haven't stepped up to do this radio program, not that I haven't stepped up to do the Gateway series that just ended, not that I haven't done other things, but there's still lots of things in my life that have been seemingly on hold, just in stasis, where I wasn't going to push myself to do it. I wasn't going to make the choice to do it out of a conscious should on my part. And I couldn't seem to find the motivation to make it a conscious choice to do it. It was rather annoying. Quite frustrating. And seemingly interminable. It had been going on since, to one degree or another, since I moved up to New Hampshire 5 years ago and dismantled how I had been doing this work in the world. I stopped traveling. I wasn't on the road every month. I wasn't putting myself out there in the same way. And I even stopped doing groups for a couple of years. I just couldn't. I would schedule an event. I would sit down to write the email to promote it, and I would stare at the computer screen. And I went into stasis. Like the deer in the headlights, I guess. I don't know. But the motivation was not there. The energy was not there. And so it took me quite some time to move through and past so much energy of self-sacrifice that I had in this lifetime. And so much of that I had even run in the time that I was offering healing work. Not that the work wasn't good, but my reason for doing it came to a degree from the should, came to a degree from finding or needing to find my value through what I do. And it wasn't working. And I was getting more wiped out and more exhausted all the time. And so I shut the whole thing down. And then I waited. And I got the guidance for quite a powerful process, the past process, and got a lot of energy in it and got that going and did all these recordings. And then the website crashed. And the person who was helping me with it seemed to go crazy, and I pulled back again. And then the gateway activations came, and they were quite powerful and quite successful. And I learned to do digital recording, and I learned to do teleconferences, and I stepped out and I was doing new things. And yet, I couldn't get to the place where I could put those on the website in a way that would make my life a whole lot easier and make it a lot easier for other people to receive the work, where they could just sign up and pay right there, or where they could listen right on the website to it after the recording was ready, etc. And so I was putting things out, but I wasn't taking them to the place that I felt like I truly did desire them to go, but yet there was also the should in there. And the same with these radio programs. On my website, I still, after, well, almost 2 years, 3 months short of 2 years, 21 months, on my website, I still do not believe I even mention that I'm doing this radio program other than in the bio, which is insane. And I say that with love. It's ridiculous that I'm doing this and yet not putting it out there. But I haven't put it out there beyond the degree that I have because I've been in this pattern of stasis, this pattern of waiting, this pattern of, I'm going to call it resistance, that has been manifested up as lack of motivation and has just stopped me in my tracks. I sit at the computer, oh, I'm going to write that up. Nope. I either stare at it or play solitaire. Listen to some music, maybe. Do something else. But somehow, that energy has lifted, which is why I'm so excited right now, and so excited about stepping into what's coming next. Because if there was one thing, other than the website itself, if there was one thing that I just dreaded, it was my email inbox. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want to deal with it. It was this weight. I might as well have been carrying around 500 pounds on my shoulders every time I thought about looking at email. And yet, when the energy lifted, I was able to wade into it and just know what to do and do it. Not because I had to, not because I should, not because it would give me something to talk about on the radio, but because it was the thing to do in this moment, and that thing was actually taking action. And I must say, it feels wonderful. And I still have a backlog of things that I would choose to do. Writing the Ankh Care and Use Guide. For those of you who have Ankhs out there, it's still there. It's still there to be done. I still have those notes. I will put that out. And quite frankly, I feel free to be able to do so. I find it interesting that part of this pattern for me has been that I tend to overpromise myself. That's been my pattern in this life. I tend to set myself up. I have set myself up many, many times saying, I will do this. And then I get overwhelmed, and then I shut down. I get overwhelmed by the weight of my own should, and the weight of the reflected should coming from others around me. And it just stops me in my tracks. And I've done a lot in this life in spite of that. But it feels really nice to not have that weighing on me right now. So, I don't know to what degree you might feel the weight of shoulds in your own life. And I don't know if you have had any lifting of that in this time frame since the solstice. But I'm here to tell you that no matter how long you may have been struggling with that or dealing with that, it can be lifted. It can be shifted. And I'm certainly holding a vision that there aren't some deeper layers of this that are going to shut me down tomorrow or next week or sometime else. But for right now, this is an incredibly potent time. Now, another aspect of this excitement that I have is that I personally believe that the time between the solstice, which as far as I'm concerned, is nature's new year, at least in the northern hemisphere. Nature's new year. This is when the year starts. Because this is when the light begins increasing again. The days start getting longer. And I like to think of the solstice almost like dawn. It's when the light is coming back. And then we, in whoever's wisdom created it this way, we celebrate the new year, new beginnings, on January 1st. And so for me, the time in between the solstice, which is nature's new year, and January 1st, which is culture's new year, at least the Western culture. There's lots of people who don't follow our calendar, which is kind of bizarre for some people to think about, but there are. Which is why there's a Chinese New Year and a Jewish New Year, and I'm not sure about the Muslims. I don't think they follow our calendar. They're on a on a moon calendar, moon-based calendar as well, lunar calendar. But anyway, there's a lot of mass consciousness there on our New Year's celebration. And perhaps even in some cultures that don't really follow our calendar, there's enough of a spread of Western culture that it's out there all over the world. And so for me, this is a very powerful time for building energy for what we would choose to create in the new year. And I can't say this enough, and it may annoy you, but I'm just very excited right now about what I'm envisioning and putting energy into the creation of in this coming year. And I would hope, I would desire for you that that would be the same for you, whatever the circumstances in your life, that you would be approaching this new year with excitement, with passion, with love, with curiosity. So, back to what I brought up a while ago, which was this inspiration. And I've spoken about we need to let go and just let our divinity out rather than try and fix things to become our divinity. But the inspiration that came in was, well, the best way I can describe it is very succinct, which I don't tend to be all the time. But the inspiration is that at least once a week for this entire coming year, that I will choose to do something new, to experience something new, Now, I'm going to put a caveat in there. Maybe in some weeks I'll do two and in others I won't do any. That's one caveat. Another is this, that in essence, underneath everything, everything we do is new. Every time we brush our teeth, it's a new experience if we allow it to be. So I'm not going to approach it from that perspective that I can try to make anything new again just by changing my conscious focus. I really do desire experiences that are not common for me. But I'm also not going to limit myself to just things that I've never done before. There's a joke, a joking idea. I don't know if it's actually a joke in the sense of having a punchline, of the born-again virgin, that, you know, someone gets out of relationship, they haven't had any sexual experiences with another person in a while, and after a certain amount of time, they get their virginity back. So I'm going to leave myself open to the possibility of doing things that I simply haven't done in a long time and counting that, because I'm a very different person now, and especially in this new energy where there's no should. I'm actually excited to try some things that I've done in the past that I walked away from. One example is yoga, hatha yoga. Through the years, as I was doing the healing work, as I was doing the massage therapy that got me into doing healing work, etc., even as I was doing theater before that, I found yoga to be of some benefit. Now, I was not extreme about it. It certainly was not an everyday practice or even a once-a-week practice necessarily. At times, it rose to that level, but it was never for very long that it was intense like that. But I definitely found it to be a benefit. And then being married to a yoga instructor and being bogged down in the overwhelm of running the business of yoga while still trying to do all of the work I was offering, etc., something inside me, something of the should of the whole thing turned me off. And it has been years since I've done yoga. And so I'm actually excited to have that be one of my things, to try it out again, to see what the experience is from where I'm at now. And so I'm leaving that doorway open to be born again in in some of these activities, some of these choices. But for the most part, my desire is definitely to do things I've literally never, never done before. And I'm looking at this not as being about a resolution. Like I said, if I don't do one week, that's not the end of the world. Maybe I did two the week before. Maybe I'll do two the week after. But I want to get underneath just the doing of it and look at some of the energies of it, some of the further pieces. And well, it's certainly, for me anyway, logical, clear, that if I desire to have change in my life, then I must change what I'm doing, or at the very least, how I'm experiencing my life. And for me, a lot of that through the years has been very much inner work, changing how I'm experiencing it. But part of the magic for me of this inspiration of doing one new thing a week for the entire year, of doing 52 new things in my life, is that new experiences will offer new opportunities to get clarity about what it is I truly desire, what it is I truly like, and expand the palette of experience for myself. Some of the things I will try, I'm sure, and go, well, once was enough. Some of the things I will try and go, yeah, I could see myself doing that again. But somewhere along the way, I know that I will find some jewels that become a regular part of my life. And without stepping out there to try them, going back to my mother's catchphrase, and I imagine many mothers' catchphrases when trying to get the children to eat new foods, try it, you'll like it. That's part of what this is about for me. It's about expanding those possibilities and seeing which things resonate the most for me. And underneath that, and perhaps I guess before that, is stepping into the role of explorer that I'm seeking in 2013 to explore life rather than just have it happen to me, to actively engage with it more. And that right there, just that idea, is about becoming, opening, allowing more passion out. Even if some of the things I truly hate. I will be excited to have done them, to have attempted them, to have experienced them in some small way. Whether it's eating different food I've never had before, whether it's going to... I shared this with one friend, and one of the suggestions that came back was to try a Zumba class. Whether it's going out snow skiing, which I've never done. I'm open. I'm open. And just feeling that open is exciting. It feels like freedom. And so I'm looking at this as I step into the role of explorer, conscious explorer. I'm looking at this as something of a quest. But it's a journey quest, not a destination quest. I'm seeking to explore, choosing to experience new things. I'm not seeking the holy grail of the thing. Oh, this is the new thing that's the core of my life now. I'm not seeking to prove anything. I'm sharing it with you guys because I think it's a lot of fun. And it is very exciting for me to be approaching this world in this way. And because in a moment, I'm going to ask for your help. But I'm choosing to step into it for the sheer joy of the journey, of the exploration, of the noticing of what's going on inside of me as I step up to do these things. And that, to me, comes back to why we're all here. We're here for experience. We're here to experience. We're here to be those nerve endings of God. And yet, I've lived much of my life experiencing things that I wasn't consciously choosing, allowing myself to experience my default life, my status quo life, rather than a life that was passionate and that fed me and that I was consciously choosing. And so I would invite you on this quest with me. I would invite you to choose your own quest rather than resolutions. Oh, I have to do one new thing each week. I get to do. And I may do more than that, but I'm going to pace myself. I don't want to overwhelm myself with too much newness. And there are still lots of things that I would choose to get to a different place in my life. My relationship with my office, my relationship with accounting, etc. But this I love. And so here's where I'm going to ask you for your help. Is that I would like suggestions. I mean, I will be looking high and low to find the new things. Again, maybe just a new restaurant. I tend to be very, well, I can get stuck in my ways. Choosing always to go to the same place rather than someplace new or different. And eating the same foods when I go to the same places. But I would love to have you send me thoughts. And they can be as weird and as wild as you want, but one of the things that I would really love in these suggestions, if you're willing, is to share with me things that really feed you, that really fire you up, that you're really passionate about. One, it'll help me know you a little better, Amy. But more important than that is that these are things that are energized for you. You're not just suggesting things to be funny or to be weird. You're suggesting things that really matter to you. And that for me is one of these really core levels of what empowered relationship is about. Empowered relationship to me is not about being in relationship with people I always agree with or being in relationship with people who only like to do the things I like to do. Being an empowered relationship is being able and willing to share deeply what matters. Not because I have to convince you that my truth should be your truth, but because you're open to hearing me, and I'm open to hearing you. And no matter what I say, you're going to honor me and vice versa. And so I will say this, if you send me these things, number one, I will keep them private in the sense of I'm not going to tell you who it was that suggested Roomba or who it might be that suggests I go do this or that. But one of the things that I will choose to do with this, and I feel good about saying this, I'm not putting it on as a should, at least it doesn't feel this way right now. And if it comes to feel like a should, then I will have something to do to clear, is I believe, I desire, I will choose to put a page up on my website listing suggestions so that by sharing with me the suggestions you might have, you'll also be sharing them with the community of anyone who might choose to do this process, to join us on this quest. And so through the year, I may well report back about particular new experiences I've tried. I may post some of them again up on the website. I don't know. I don't perceive this being a blog at this point, but I don't know. I've never tried blogging. That could be a new thing for me. So anyway, I just really wanted to share that all with you. And I thank you for listening, and I thank you for co-creating this with me. And before I jump into the channeling, I've got a few other things that I'd like to just share. You can call this the commercial segment if you like. But these are things that I'm pretty, again, excited about. One, first, and the email for this will most likely go out tomorrow, but I don't know. I'm not going to shoot on myself. I am, well, very grateful for all of those who are in my community. And as part of that gratitude, as part of that giving back, every now and again, I am guided or called or whatever you want to call it, to offer a special on some of the work I offer. So one of the things that I do is the channeling. One of the ways that I do that is through what I call the tune and tune-up sessions, which I will schedule for either 15 or 30 minutes. But what I'm going to do, and I'm going to keep this a short time just because, well, I want those who are ready. So if you contact me between now and I believe it's Friday, this coming Friday, January 4th, and schedule a tune-in tune-up session, either 15 or 30 minutes, to be completed sometime between now and, oh, let's say January 25th. So that gives us 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks from today to complete them. I'm going to cut the price more than in half. Typically, for a 15-minute, it would be $33 minimum. For a 30-minute, it would be $66 minimum. What I'm going to do is cut that lower end of the scale down to $1 a minute. So 15-minute session costs you $15. 30-minute session costs you $30. And so if you're interested, if you've got just a couple things or one thing you want to talk about, you can take me up on this. But it's all a thank you for being part of the community. The second thing is that I personally believe that a lot of what I have shifted in, a lot of why I have shifted into the place I was describing today, is because of the final gateway session that we did last, not this past Friday, but the Friday before on the solstice, the gateway of home. And so I am extending the special price. I'm reinstituting the special $22 price for that for anyone who chooses to sign up again between now and Friday. You can get that for the $22. I found it to be extremely powerful. I've had that response from others. I don't want to do a whole lot of beating the drum. Just a few gateways ago, I did that with the death and rebirth one. It was extremely powerful, and so I extended the offer and had a wonderful response and even put in a money-back guarantee, which I will go ahead and do here. Why not? If you don't find that it was valuable or powerful for you, I'll give you your money back. So there's no risk on your part. And so that's there. And again, we'll see. Get the email out here soon. The deadline may get extended even beyond the 4th if the email doesn't go out soon. Anyway, that's the second piece. And then the third piece, I believe, again, I brought it up last week, but I want to bring it up again because it is coming soon, which is new work that I'll be offering throughout 2013, and it's called The Quickening, and it will be on the new moons, and it will be to work through your entire energy system one section at a time to amplify the divine expression through that part of you, to quicken the divinity in expression through that part of you. So I just wanted to put that out there again. I'm not sure of all the details yet on it, which is why it's not out there more concretely yet. I do know it will be in two parts. There will be the part on the full moon. There will also be a part. That's the group part, or the new moon, which will be the group part. And then there will be another part where you can take that further by having what I believe will be a 30-minute session, private session of energetic work, going deep into your energy field on a one-on-one basis to amplify what was done in the group and to extend it further, to integrate it more quickly and more deeply. So anyway, those three things I'm excited about, and that information will go out soon. The new moon, I'm guessing, is somewhere around the 12th or 13th, perhaps, of the month, maybe earlier than that. But anyway, so those are all coming or in action right now. All right, so let's go do some channeling, see what they would have to bring in for us today. And as always, just allow your breathing to deepen. I'll do the toning and bring them in. Hello, dear ones. This is the Queen of the Devas, come to be with you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Isn't it a joy to be alive? Isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? And what does that mean, to be alive? It means to be choosing, to be creating, to be experiencing. And for you, walking this path consciously, waking up a little bit at a time, stepping into your power, it means to be doing that more and more consciously. More and more consciously. And so I've come here today to bring you a particular tool. A particular tool. Because, well, what are the Devas in charge of? They're in charge of everything that has physical expression, that lives and grows in the physical dimension. Whether it grows in a way that you would see it, like a plant or an animal, or whether it grows in ways that you might not consciously be aware of, like a mineral or some dirt. And so the tool that we've come here to bring you today is about that process of growth, that process of living, that process of awakening, that process of rebirthing yourself over and 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 over again. Because that's what you're doing. You're rebirthing yourself moment by moment by moment. You're not the same as you were when I started talking today. And so, here's the tool. Because part of what the Devas do, yes, there is the story out there that it is the Devas who are there whispering to the grass, grow, grow, grow. And yes, we do that, sort of. Not in the way you would think it. Not in the way you envision it. Not as clearly as in that story, so to speak. But, what we do is, well, in your terms, we grease the wheels for change. Because that's what growth is. You see it in the plants. You watch the plant grow. It gets taller. It comes out with more leaves. Then it might flower and bear fruit or nuts or something. That growth is obvious. Not so obvious in you. Not so obvious in you. And not so obvious moment by moment. It's very rare to be able to watch a plant grow and actually see the growth happen. See the spurt. Because the growth happens at such, well, a small level, that it's not necessarily visible to the naked eye very easily. But as we say, we grease those wheels for that change. And so here's the tool. Here's the tool. For change that relates in any way to the physical dimension, invite the Deva of all the physical aspects, the Devas of all the physical aspects of whatever it is, to come in. So if you want a better relationship with your computer, like the one we are speaking through, call that Deva in. Say, hey, Deva, Dell Deva, Hewlett-Packard Deva, come to me. And work with the Deva of my body, of my physical being, so that we can be more in resonance. Let us grow together. Let us grow to flow together. And it seems so simple. And it is so simple. But it is also very powerful. Very, very powerful. Because you're not trying to force, you're inviting. You're asking the deva to come forward. You're acknowledging the deva and the deva's job, the deva's work, the deva's duty, if you will, of that growth. And if it exists, it is growing. Because growth is change. And if you talk to your scientists, they will tell you everything is changing all of the time. The quanta are leaping around. The electrons and the protons, the neutrons, they are moving. The digestion is taking place. The nerves are changing, passing messages like kids in school. Change is happening. Be more conscious in your choice to engage with it through our intercession. Not interference, we won't do it if you don't ask for it. But the more consciously you ask us to amplify, to increase the resonance between you and whatever it is you would seek change with. It could be another person. Maybe your issue is not something physical with them. But if you ask to open to the highest level of resonance that you can have with that particular person, you might be surprised at how the relationship will change. And so we say to you, be creative, explore this, play with it, play with it, play with it, play with us. We love to play. For us, that's what this is. Growth is play. Life is play. Love is play. So let's play, dear ones. Let's play. Call upon us. Call upon us. Hello, deva of this. Hello, deva of that. I acknowledge you. Thank you for being a part of my life. And let's see what we can do. Can we open the resonance higher? Can we amplify and improve the relationship? And we will do it. We will help you with that. So. Have a wonderful day, dear ones. Have a wonderful year. Have a wonderful life. If you choose. Namaste, dear ones. Much love to you. Don't channel her often, but it's always a trip when she comes in. So thank you, Queen of the Davis. And thank you, Doug. And you can start those chimes whenever you like. And thank you to all of you, each and every one, for co-creating this program with me here today. I cannot do it without you. And again, that invitation goes out. I am taking suggestions for new experiences. And I will share them with you along the way. I would also love to hear from you, what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like more of, questions, comments, topics, anything you'd like to share with me about the program, today's program, and the program in an ongoing way. I will be here again, same time, same place. And a barb. Much love, my friends. Namaste.